نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Respected listeners, inshallah, for the next few days, we will be discussing 9 proven prescriptions for steadfastness and a pleasing debt. In other words, inshallah, a debt upon iman. The first prescription, a person should recite this dua, beseeching Allah after every farz salah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. The translation and explanation from Bayan al-Quran, it means, O our sustainer, do not deviate our hearts after you have guided us, and grant us from your side special mercy. And this mercy is that we remain steadfast on the straight path. So this is a very, very powerful ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. And in fact, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, that those people who have found knowledge. So part of the sound knowledge is they make this dua. O Allah, do not cause our hearts to be deviated after you have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And Allah, grant us your special mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. And O Allah, you are the one who confers and bestows. The word تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا, yeah, also we should understand that our hearts in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is between the two fingers. In other words, it's in the power, the control of Allah. And whichever way Allah Ta'ala wants to tilt it, to sway it, Allah Ta'ala can do so. Another dua is mentioned in the hadith, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O the turner of the heart, keep my heart steadfast upon deen. In Urdu he says, dil ke palatne wala, the turner of the heart. So our heart, every person's heart is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very, very important that we read this dua very, very often, that Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast on deen, upon iman. In this verse, Allah ta'ala revealed a sovereign royal edict by which his servants can request for steadfastness and a noble debt. When the king himself sends the format of requesting, then its acceptance is guaranteed. Thus, due to the blessings of this dua, insha'Allah, one will be granted steadfastness and a noble debt. Here we'll mention few points of this verse from Ruhul Mani, due to which one will perceive the great enjoyment when reciting this dua. Ya Rahma, mercy refers to steadfastness on Islam. Al-istiqamatu ala tariq al-haq. To remain steadfast on the right path upon Islam. So the ulama explain that before the words hab, the words lana and ladunka appear in between. Why? This is to create more enthusiasm in the servant. He is waiting to see what they will receive. تَشْوِيقًا لِلْعِبَادِ. A person is now want to see what does Allah Ta'ala want to bestow upon us, confer upon us. Example can be given. It's just like a father who shows his son some sweets, and then he lifts his hand with the sweets in his hand, and the child enthusiastically begins jumping to grab it. So now, why is the word hibah? Hibah in Arabic means a gift. Why is this word used? What is the underlying wisdom? The answer to this is that steadfastness on Islam and a noble debt are such bounties which are inseparable. So both of them work hand in hand. That is steadfast, istiqamat upon deen, upon Islam, and dying a noble debt. Dying with iman, they are inseparable. One is complementary to the other. These two bounties, due to which we will attain salvation from hell and reside in forever in Jannah, inshallah. This can never be the recompense of our actions of this limited life. It is not because of our amal. It is not because of our actions. It is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is reminding us of this important reality, so that no person ever imagines that this is in exchange of an action of his. This steadfastness which necessitates a noble debt is that great and unlimited treasure which is a cause for entry into Jannah, whose payment cannot be given. In other words, having been steadfast on deen, on Islam, and dying on iman, you cannot attach a price to it. You cannot fix a price to it. There is no value that you can put to it. According to intellect, one should have received a life of 80 years in Jannah due to the performing, for example, 80 years of salah and fasting. So tit for tat, you perform 80 years of ibadat, of salah, of fasting, whatever. So Allah Ta'ala will say, you done ibadat for 80 years, so Jannah will be, your term in Jannah will be for 80 years. Being granted Jannah with an everlasting life and receiving limitless bounties and rewards for limited actions is only due to the favor, and magnanimity, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, when one makes the dua, he uses the word hab, that is a gift. Why? Because a gift is granted without any recompense. The giver of the gift can give as he wishes due to his unlimited kindness. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this point. By using the word hiba, Allah Ta'ala has alluded to the fact that this mercy refers to the divine ability by which one can remain steadfast on Islam, and which is solely Allah Ta'ala's grace and kindness and ihsan which has bestowed. So this gift only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only through His mercy, divine mercy. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I cannot enter into Jannah because of my deen, except which Allah ta'ala encompasses me with His mercy. So every moment, every second of our life, we are in need of Allah ta'ala's rahmah, of Allah ta'ala's mercy. And by reading this dua, inshallah, the barakat and the blessings of it, inshallah, a person will remain steadfast on deen, and inshallah, such a person will die a noble death upon iman. So this is the first prescription, and inshallah, as we go on, we'll mention the other ones day by day. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with steadfast on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.